Now you see the difference? You did. And now we're touching. And then? Okay, but now you hold it. Alright? Now see, it still doesn't. But if I hold it, it does. That is weird. See? So I have got to sit here and talk to you and hold this stupid thing.
Full name is Fred.
Okay, and give me the community you were born in.
I was born about 3 miles from Abbeville, Alabama, a small place, a crossroads, about one store called Graball. That was 3 miles out from Abbeville, Alabama, in Henry County.
In Henry County. Okay, tell me about your birthplace.
My birthplace was, it was an old, quaint house. It's still existing. And actually where I was born was really a tenant house. It was a four-room house. It was a kitchen and three bedrooms. We didn't have a bathroom. We didn't have an inside bath. Everything was outside. Now, I don't know a lot about this house because we didn't live there very long. But it was a small, very small house with a tin roof, an old wood clapboard house that sat right by the side of the road. Had pecan trees on each side and never had a gallon of paint on it as long as it existed there.
Well, how old are you?
I am 55 years old.
Okay, and what's your occupation?
Occupation, merchant. I'm in a retail merchant, mainly in the furniture business. And I sell some gifts and sell some hardware, and I have sold other items through the years. Started off in the hardware business about 30 years ago. And stayed in it about 15 years, and I've been in the furniture business exclusively about 15 years, a total about 30 years in all.
How did you get started? Did you go to college in that or start?
No, I went to college, finished college in the School of Agriculture. Never did, came out and farmed about 1 year, a year at the most, and borrowed about $10,000-$11,000 from my father and mother, and we went, three of us, Mr. T.W. from Fort Gaines, Georgia, right across the river, about 12, 14 miles from here, went in a three-way partnership deal. And we were primarily in the hardware business with a little bit of furniture. And after we stayed in business about 10 years, I decided to get out, and I got out on my own. I sold out to them, and then within a year's time, they went out, and I went back in the same building. I've been there ever since, about 20 years, and 10 with them, about a total of about 30 years.
Okay. Okay, Daddy, tell me where Granddaddy was born and where Odie was born, and tell me a little bit about your heritage and farming life and stuff.
Well, the first thing, I'll take Granddaddy, as you say, first. My father was born. He was born, in the same area that I was born in. Matter of fact, within a quarter of a mile of the tenant house that I was born in. And he farmed all of his life. He worked the soil. He went to a school in Abbeville, Alabama. He went to school during the wartime. And after he was in World War I, and after he came out of there, he had a little privileges being a soldier that could go to school, the GI Bill of Rights, the same thing that a lot of them had after Vietnam and World War II and so forth. So he went to school at Auburn, and he tried a little mechanical work, and so he didn't like that. And then he came back to the farm and stayed there all of his life, and that is all that he ever did. He was a very good farmer. He had like 400 or 500 acres of land.